And 6:06, it is fair and 78 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 94 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A Medicaid waiver will keep federal funds flowing into a program that gives 30,000 Oklahomans access to affordable health insurance. But with a year reprieve, is there a long-term fix in the works? Matt Trotter this morning has our story.
Speaking to Sepulpa civic and business leaders at a luncheon, Governor Mary Fallon touted Insure Oklahoma. Improving the program is her plan for the next year because Obamacare seems to be faltering.
It seems to me that some of the wheels are coming off of it, that things aren't working quite the way I think the Obama administration anticipated the Affordable Health Care Act would work.
The governor opposes the Affordable Care Act because of costs and funding sources. A state commission study suggests Oklahoma would gain more than it would lose. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The state agencies that oversees Medicaid in Oklahoma will hold its regular meeting to discuss changes coming to the program as a result of the Affordable Care Act. The Oklahoma Health Care Authority will meet at 1 o'clock today at its conference room in Oklahoma City. Well, Tulsa may be about to get an outlet mall. Developers are looking at a plot of land near 129th East Avenue in Interstate 44. Mayor Bartlett says such a mall would mean jobs and big sales tax revenue.
At the end of the day, the amount of sales taxes that will be spent and then given the city of Tulsa as well as the county and state government will be incredibly large. Over years, it would be several hundred thousand dollars, I would say, annually.
The talks are just in the preliminary stages. It would be similar to the outlet mall that recently opened in the Oklahoma City area. Tulsa prosecutors are hoping to finish presenting their case against two brothers accused of robbing and then shooting four women to death back in January. James and Cedric Poor are due back in court today in Tulsa County District Court. Both have pled not guilty and are being represented by separate attorneys. A Republican state senator confirms he plans to run for Tulsa County District Attorney in 2014. Marshall Stewart is along with that story this morning.
Senator Brian Crane filed campaign documents with the Oklahoma Ethics Commission indicating his plans to seek the post. An attorney with the Tulsa firm Hanson and Holmes, Crane worked in the Tulsa County District Attorney's Office from 1996 to 1998. Before entering private practice, he was first elected to the Senate in 2004 and will be unable to seek another term in 2016 because of term limits. He does not need to give up his Senate seat to run for District Attorney. Current Tulsa County District Attorney Tim Harris has been the top prosecutor in the state's second-largest county since 1998. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
An Ofuskee County deputy is dead this morning following a car crash last night. 37-year-old deputy David Alford was killed when his vehicle blew a tire as he was responding to an assistance call. The vehicle rolled several times. A man hiking across the country to draw attention to the service of firefighters and other first responders passes through Tulsa on the anniversary of 9/11. U.S. Marine veteran and volunteer firefighter Lance Robinson is dedicating a segment of his journey from Tulsa to Dallas to the memory of those who died on that fateful day. Now, 12 years ago.
I am donning a firefighter's turnout kit. It is the uniform they wear when they go inside for battle against these flames of destruction. And I am going to wear it for 343 miles.
Robinson began his journey in Washington, D.C. Our weather forecast, a mixture of sun and clouds today with just a slight chance of a thunderstorm. Still hot, a high today of 94. Tonight, rain chances pegged at 20%. Down to 67 for an overnight low. Right now in Tulsa, it is fair in 78. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.